What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Legion. This is episode 227, Strong the Iron Will Way, official podcast of the Iron Legion Strength Company. A couple days ago, I posted for some ideas for the podcast because I do run out. Got some good ones. So the last podcast before this, we talked more about training stuff. So I don't talk as much about training stuff anymore as I used to. So this one is more of a mindset type podcast. So the question was, or the suggested topic was, like self-love type of deal, right? And I think that's an interesting one, so I wanted to hit that today because I feel like I might have a little different take on this than other people. So I feel like when we talk about self-love, I feel like that rolls into the self-confidence arena. I feel like it's kind of the same thing. And I think when a lot of people talk about it, they talk about just wanting to be happy with themselves, to feel proud of themselves, to be comfortable in their own skin with, in many cases, I think it's with a particular body type or shape or condition. So I think obviously this is a really broad question, but I'm going to look at it in two ways. I think when it comes to just generally feeling good about yourself, right? I mean, I'm sure a lot of that comes from some deep childhood shit. But if you're listening to this, you are probably out of childhood. And whatever happened, happened. So now you got what's left of that. Maybe you had a great childhood and the right circumstances to come out with tons of self-confidence and self-love. Or maybe you had the opposite. But either way, I think when it comes to as adults developing or having that self-confidence, self-love business, I think what happens here is we can't just decide to have it. Your subconscious kind of knows that you need to earn it. So let me give you an example. Let's just say you find out, and I've used this example before in a previous podcast, but I think it's, you know, we talked about this a lot. Let's say you find out that, you know, in 2 weeks you have to meet someone who's a professional boxer in the parking lot and fight him, right? You can try to talk yourself into that and go into that fight confident, right? Because that's the thing. Got to have confidence, man. Have confidence. But subconsciously, you know, you have no reason to have confidence because you're not a trained fighter. And you're going to fight someone who is. So you're going to get your ass kicked. And it's not going to be pretty. So your subconscious will not allow you to go into that fight confidently, right? Just have confidence, man. Just have confidence. Believe in yourself. Like, no, don't. You shouldn't. That's stupid, right? You have no reason to believe in yourself right now. So a lot of times, I think that's what's happening, right? Is we have situations where we don't really have a whole lot of reason to feel good about ourselves. And we are hoping that it somehow happens. The good news is you can create circumstances where your subconscious gives you a reason to feel good about it. So when it comes to just, let's not talk about body image and size and shape and all that shit yet. Let's just talk about generally speaking as human beings. Do something productive, do something challenging, do something good for other people, especially. If you're sitting around on the couch watching Netflix, dicking around, going to work, but not really, you know, making a difference in the world, for lack of a better term, and you're just kind of going through the motions every day, you know, again, your subconscious is sensing that There's no real reason here for you to be feeling great about yourself because you're, quite frankly, not doing shit. So that person starts to, it could be anything, right? That person starts to volunteer at a homeless shelter. That person starts to do a pet rescue. That person starts to further their education. That person starts to actually try hard at work to make a difference in their job and in their community. Because no matter what you do for a job, there's ways to do it with intention and to help people, even if that's just to help the company be successful, to help the people that work above you or below you. Like, there's got to be ways that you can be of assistance and of value. And sometimes that's just giving a shit. You could just decide to, instead of spend time watching Netflix, spend time reading actual, like, self-improvement, self-help books. Learn a new skill. Learn about mindset and understanding. Like I said, volunteer your time to help people. Work with kids. Like, do anything that you're giving value to other people. And very, very quickly, your subconscious will start to sense that you deserve to feel good about yourself because you're doing good things for other people, or you're doing good things for yourself and you're bettering yourself if it's furthering your education or something like that. But I think that's really the secret that nobody talks about, is that you have to have some reason to feel good about yourself. Just sitting around wallowing in the fact that you don't will not improve the situation. And I think it's been proven somehow, somewhere, that helping other people is very high in the list of making yourself feel good, gratitude, things of that nature. So, you know, I think it's pretty basic, but I think it's really important and overlooked. Do something worthy of feeling good about. Now, as far as the body stuff, that weird stuff, I mean, that's, you know, we're tapping into, again, childhood stuff and social culture stuff, but I would say this, from my experience, the trick there is not to sit around and wish you were the opposite body type. So if you are naturally thin, not to sit around and look at pictures of people who are full-figured or thicker and wish you looked like them. If you are full-figured and thicker, not to sit around and look at pictures of people who are thin and try to be like them. That's a recipe for misery. The trick is to find sports activities like lifting, exercising, I don't know, cycling, running, mountain climbing, fucking swimming, something that is more suited to your body type, because you will be much better at it than trying to force yourself to be good at something that's kind of designed for the opposite body type. Okay. And the reason, again, you guys know, the reason I love this lifting thing and sports is that it forces us, or it helps us, to look at the body for what it can do as opposed to just what it looks like, right? So, you know, one of the things I always loved and thought was interesting, and now that I'm older, I can see it differently. You know, I remember when I was a hockey player and, you know, none of the guys in the locker room were really self-conscious about their bodies, and they were all varying sizes and shapes, man. Some of the players were jacked, most of them weren't. Everybody had big legs and a big ass. Some people had an upper body to match, some people didn't. But nobody cared, because it wasn't about the aesthetics of the hockey player's body. It was about how that body moved on the ice and how well it could perform. So I loved to see the lack of kind of self-consciousness. I did not have that, right? I had been kind of bitten by the bodybuilding thing, which, you know, again, take it with a grain of salt. There's good and bad to it. The bad side of it was I spent my 5 hours a day looking at magazines of guys with Mr. Olympia level developed physiques, and that became normal to me. That's what I thought I was supposed to look like. That's what I thought everybody was supposed to look like, because it was like, you know, the girl who spends her whole day looking at Vogue and thinks that that's a normal female body. Well, it's not, right? A jacked, you know, 5%, 250-pound man is not normal. But when I looked at that every day, that just became all I saw. So for me, I was always self-conscious in the locker room, whatever else, because I didn't look like those guys. I didn't care what I looked like next to the other guys in the locker room. So I'm an example of that. That wasn't good, right? So if I was not into bodybuilding at the time and just into sports, hockey, I would have paid more attention to how I was performing and how much, you know, how strong could I make my legs so I could skate faster or whatever. How much bigger could I get so I could hit people harder? So I find that in lifting too, right? If somebody's lifting with the goal of losing weight and having this, you know, beach body that they see in a magazine from somebody who's genetically gifted, and their body type is just not cut out to look like that, yes, they could do it with years and years of training and diet and miserable dieting. But I think a healthier approach is to acknowledge the fact that, hey, that's not my body type, but here's what my body type is, here's what my body type can do, I'm not going to use that as an excuse to get out of shape, but I'm going to understand that with this type of body, I'm probably going to be better at powerlifting, and I'll be strong, and I could hit a fucking softball out of the park. Like, you know, there's a lot of things that larger bodies, men and women, can do better than smaller body men and women, and vice versa. If you're a smaller person, there's a lot of things you're going to be better at than others. So I feel like finding those things helps you, again, to kind of feel good about yourself, because you start to say, hey, shit. Like, you know, we talk about it all the time. I posted about this recently. You know, people that have grown up, you know, women particularly, grown up hating their soccer legs or thick thighs or thunder thighs, whatever the fuck people called them growing up. They, you know, spend their life hiding their legs until they fucking find a place like ours and realize that those legs help them squat 200-300 pounds, and they're being celebrated for those legs, and everybody else is appreciating it. And all of a sudden, you see these people start walking around in tights and shorts, and they're not trying to hide their quad and hamstring development anymore. They're actually proud of it. That's awesome. That's real self-love. So I don't know if any of this makes sense. I hope so. I think you, again, the bottom line would be your subconscious knows it needs a reason to have confidence and self-esteem. So your job is to provide it a reason and then continue doing that and fostering that self-esteem, that confidence, and avoid situations that chip away at that, right? Don't be around people that make you feel shitty about the way you look or your body type, or if you're following 50 fitness models on Instagram and looking at them every day, that becomes your new normal. You're probably never going to be too happy with the way you look in the mirror. So stop fucking following those people. Follow people that are focusing on something other than that. Be a better person, be a better athlete, do something good for somebody else, and I think you'll find that self-esteem and self-love follows right after. See you guys.